So again, I'll bring in the Marmokomos. If those of you have paper, you can just take notes or just listen. I have the Marmokomos here. I'll bring them in and make copies for tomorrow, whoever would like any of the sheets. So we discussed last time background and definitions and sources. The purpose is Hosafas Kedusha. There is an Isser to use it even one time without totaling it. It's not about removing anything non-kosher, right? It's just about being Mosif Kedusha, to add on Kedusha to the item, just like a ger, just like we're Mosif Kedusha. So too, even though it's a new item, but if the non-Jew made it, we add Kedusha to it. It only applies if items are bought by from a non-Jew, if you borrow something from a non-Jew. It's not a problem if somebody, we spoke about restaurants, we spoke about what to do if you're stuck. What about Yisrael Mumar? We spoke about the Gerda, the Tovalis Kalim. That is all background. That was all part one. We did that last time. Then we started to discuss part two, the types of utensils that require tevila. The types of utensils that require tevila. Number one, metal, right? Metal, we said for sure. That's if you say machlokas whether tefillas kelim is a mitzvah daraisa or not. If it is daraisa, then metal is definitely material that requires on a daraisa level. Metal requires wood and stone do not require wooden spoons, wooden bowls, stone. So stoneware. Sometimes you have kitchen, breakfast sets that are stoneware that does not require tevila. Glass requires tefillah with a bracha. That's also, some people think that there's no tefillah by glass with a bracha. You make a bracha, it's derabanan, but you still tovel. All glass, all metal requires a tefillah. Much of the kitchen is the glass or forms of glass. Pyrex, Durolex, many of the bowls that you serve kugels in and the serving bowls for Shabbos. So those are, most of those are glass, and that would require tefillah. Plastic, we assume the consensus is, does not require tevila. Even if plastic stays and we have very hard plastic and it's beautiful kalim, doesn't matter. There are certain rules in halacha, right? The definition of a kli plastic is not called a kli, right? Like, just as a mashal, nilas a sandal, you can't wear shoes on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. Now we have Crocs and now we have great shoes that are very comfortable that are not made of leather. So the answer is, it doesn't matter. They're still not called halachic shoes. And therefore, one will be able to wear them. See here too, plastic. China. That was the last thing I think we did last time. China, we paskin, does not need. China is considered klicheres, and that saves a lot of time and effort. And even glazed china, where it has like a glassy finish. Most people's dining room sets are glazed china. So in that case, one does not require. Some poskim say that you should be tovel without a bracha. Rav Schechter and other poskim say you do not need to. You do not need to tovel it at all. It is called klicheres, and therefore it does not require tevila. So that's what we were up to. So now we're going to get into other items regarding what is required, the types of materials that require tevila. So disposable items. Does a disposable tin, for example, does that require tevila? So most assume no, even if one is going to reuse them. They'll be forced in his sefer on kashrus. Pischei Halacha says, kiva denasa l'shimush chad pa'ami, since it's made to be used once, it's disposable. It's made to be used once. Hare eino kli, umashi yachizem mishtamish bo yoser, eino nogea klal. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you use it. The ode, and there Rabbi 4 says, and even if, let's say, this is if you have packet 2 in Tefillas Kalim, I'm up to source number 10. Source number 10 in packet 2, those who have it. I gave that out last time. Those who have it. So says the Rabbi 4, the ode shamati mechacham echad, sha'al yedei ma shemiyachto l'shimesh kavua, if I decide to use the kli a second time, then I'm giving it the status of a kli. I'm making it, and that's a siya biyad Yisrael, and therefore it doesn't need tefila. So in any case, maybe it doesn't have the status of a kli, and even if it does have the status of a kli, it does. I gave it that status, and therefore it would not require tefila. Od yesh lomar, and also ki be'emes eno miyachu l'shimush kavua, ki be'kol shimush v'shimush eno mishtamish bo l'shrak l'shem shimush pamachat, v'mislach l'gash l'chenu. Right, if I keep a tin, and this is true, I think, in most houses. after you use it, you decide, you know, is it dirty and out of shape enough? Now it's time to throw it out, or can I get one more use out of it? You know, there's different tins. So that's kvius. That's not kvius. That's like, okay, it's still usable. But each time, it's not that I decide to use this forever. I decide to use it this time. And then the next time, it might go bad. And it might go bad. So for all of those reasons, though there might be some out there that tovel, but the minhag ha'olam and what does not need to tovel tinfoil pans, even though it's a type of metal, it's not really a type of metal. It's a metal that's made to be used only once, and therefore one can be makel. Okay. That's in terms of disposable. Again, and even if you use it a number of times, Rav Moshe says in source number 11, Rav Moshe says, Kelim shemishtamshim b'hem pamachas linyan tefila, and he wrote this in 1973. He says, even if you use it more than once, that doesn't give it a shame kli.
What about bottles?
What about if you buy a Snapple bottle? Or some other glass bottle of soda or drink. Is that an issue? That's a glass bottle. Again, if it's plastic, then fine. No issue. But what about a glass bottle? Right? So what's the halacha in those? So Rav Moshe says, if I want to reuse them, does that make an issue? So some poskim say, the first time, just taking the drink out, drinking the Snapple from the bottle the first time, drinking the Sprite from the bottle the first time, so that's not a problem because that's just removing it. That's not using it. That's removing it. Some say it's better to drink it with a straw, maybe to pour it out into a cup, not to use it directly. But Ruba de Ruba Poskim say the first time taking the liquid out of the bottle, that's okay. The question is, what if I decide to keep it? There are those. Maybe this happens in your house. Let's say, you know, they say, I'm not an expert, they say water tastes better if it's served in glass bottles, in glass pitchers. So some people keep old wine bottles, rinse them out, and David, you're smiling. Is this something that you know about, right? They keep the, they rinse it out, and they use it for water. I've been at houses for Shabbos in the olden days, before Corona, when you used to eat out on Shabbos. And you go there, and they serve these blue bottles in restaurants. They serve these blue bottles. You know, they used to be, I don't know, wine bottles, and now they serve it for water. So if I'm going to reuse that, so do I have to tovel that? Because now, right, you want to say the first time, fine. But what about I'm going to keep it? So do I need to tovel it? So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a kula gedola. Rav Moshe says, Mechelek Beis Simen Mem, Bidvar Kankanim Batslochios. Sheyeshlo machmas shelokach minachri yesh v'sharmashkin v'chei kliya coffee imsrichin tefila. Does it need tefila? Let's say you want to reuse. Let's say you have a coffee jar. You have any and no, you have anything that you got candy in. You want to reuse it. Says Rav Moshe, you do not need to tovel it. Why not? Mistavel ani es daiti she'ein srichin tefila k'sharotza acher nishin isroken akli l'shtamishbo. Why? Da kli nisbatel l'hamashkin. When I buy the Snapple bottle, and let's say it cost, I don't know, 5 shekel. So did I pay 4.5 shekel for the Snapple and a half a shekel for the bottle? Rav Moshe assumes no. The bottle is just the packaging. The bottle has no status of its own. It's just the packaging. It holds the Snapple. You're paying for the Snapple. So when I decide to keep it, that's Asiya B'yad Yisrael. Now I'm giving it a status of a kli. The imsa shalokana me'akon kli klal. I did not buy a bottle from a non-Jew at all. V'rak etzel ha'Yisrael nase kli. It became a kli in my rishus. Shalek al zedin tefila, and therefore it does not need tefila. I'll take the question in a second. The afim ha'yu kelim so nasu b'yichud. V'rak l'sham ha'mashkin l'ochrem yachad. Even if, says Rav Moshe, even if, you know, most, let's say companies make the bottles in order to put their drink in. Let's say not. Let's say there's a company that makes bottles and they sold their bottles to the soda company in order to use them. It doesn't matter. It was bought as packaging, and therefore it does not have the status of a kli until you decide, and that's a siyah b'yad Yisrael, and therefore no tefillah would be needed. I think other poskim say that no, the first time is okay. If you're going to decide to keep it, you should probably tovel it without a bracha. That's what I would say. If you're going to keep it for drinking, one should tovel it without a bracha. Okay, yeah, Yaakov.
Could we extend that, Rav Moshe, to Hilchos Shabbos too, that you would be able to open metal containers and then be, I don't want this jug anyways. So,
we're going to talk. Let's talk about that right now. Just the next step, and then Dylan, I'll take the question in a second. By cans, by a can, it's somewhat more lenient. Because, I don't know, let's say a can, you want to reuse a can. Not too many people reuse a can. But I don't know, let's say you have a tuna can that you opened up, and now it's good to hold, I don't know, jelly beans, right? You want to use it to hold jelly beans or something. So that would be better, because a can is not really a kli when it has the metal on it. So when you take the cover off, that's really making it. The kula for tefillas kelim is a chomer for Hilchos Shabbos, right? Because if it's really a siya beyond Yisrael for Hilchos Tefillas Kelim, and therefore you don't have to tovel it because it's a siya beyond Yisrael, that makes it worse for Hilchos Shabbos. Right? Cans are the worst thing to open on Shabbos. Again, there are kulas. We could have a separate shiur maybe about the opening packages and cans on Shabbos. There is a heter of Shlomo Zalman that anything you can throw out afterwards, you know, probably is not a kli, but the cans are the most chamor in the spectrum of packages because you're really making a Pesach Yafeh. But again, the worse it is for Hilchos Shabbos, the better it is for Hilchos Tevilas Kelim. Okay, yeah, there was a question. So you had a question? Dylan, you had a question?
Never mind.
Okay.
On the cans or whatever it is, I thought Rebbe just said that Rav Moshe goes by the das, right? If you intend to keep this jug. So if you don't intend to keep the jug, then you're not making it into a kli. In which case, you should still be able to open it up on Shabbos.
But Hilchos Shabbos, it also goes by the Maisa. It's not just be your Kavana. Right? It's less and less about the Maisa. So therefore, I hear what you're trying to say, but I don't think we can get a cool out of it. Yeah, Ellie.
What if the company makes a whole performance about the bottle, saying it's all recycled or something? So it's clearly part, like, it's just a bottle of water, but our company makes that special bottle. Does that change Rav Moshe?
Right. So again, I think there is a recycling for the thing, but I think most people don't recycle, I think, in the world. When you decide to recycle, you know, that's, you're choosing to do something with it. But yeah, it could be. It's a chiddush gadol from Rav Moshe. I think most would say if you want to keep it, just to be tovel it without a bracha. The last point to mention in this section is electrical appliances utensils. Electrical appliance utensils, toasters, urns, George Foreman's, that's what they're called, sandwich makers, right? All of this is, discussion. So what is there? So there is a variety of shittas here. So there is a chiddush mentioned by, just one second. Let me just, hold on one second. Okay, sorry. So there is a heter that a minority of poskim quote. There is a tshuva of Yaakov by Breish, and others say that maybe because these appliances are only used when they're plugged in, mechuber lekarka, so it doesn't have the status of a kli, and therefore does not require tevila. Again, that is a minority opinion, right? Many assume that it's wrong. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, no, Talash al-Basov Chibro is considered Talash in this case. The Aruch HaShulchan in Source 15, if you have it. V'da, delo re'inu me'olam, she yatbilu ha-yorosh al-barzol shonachoshes ha-kvuim ba-tanurim. Ve'en lomar, dimitam mechubar le-tanur. Don't say that called this mechubar, ba-tanur mechubar le-karka, v'dinam ke-karka. Because we paskin, Talash al-Basov Chibro, have a Talash. So the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shevet HaLevi, they do not accept that. But it's good to know, even if it doesn't have the ground prong. I think it's that just makes it grounded so you don't get shocked. But But I think if it's plugged in, these shitas say that it always has to be mechubal lekarka. So therefore, maybe it loses its status of a kli. So again, I don't think we wouldn't rely on that lechadchila, but it's definitely a sniff lahaka, as we would see. But that is one shita that says there's no chiyus. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, and again, this does not help us really. It helps us a little bit, but Rav Moshe talks about in source 15, Beklishim of Ashlim Balektri Shabushuleim. He talks about a case where you have the electrical, let's say an urn, the old-fashioned urns, where you have the electrical on the bottom, and then the top part is the urn. Says Rav Moshe, you could view it as two kalim. The electrical part is one kli, that does not require tefillah. That's not a kli seuda. Only the top part, which touches the water, that's considered a kli seuda, and that is the only part that has to be tovel. So that's what Rav Moshe says. Again, remember, tefillah, we'll talk about this, but for tefillah, the entire kli has to be in the water at once, different than Hagalah. But Rav Moshe's chiddush is that we could split it and look at it as two kalim. So this doesn't really help us for the modern kliyim that we have, like the sandwich makers. You can't really get the whole kli in without electrical, and it's really like all under the whole thing. But in Rav Moshe's case of the urn, where you have the whole electric on the bottom and just the water part on the top, so he has that heter. He has that tweather. Makom elyom shasham chutei ha'elektri ain't tzorach tefila. The electrical part doesn't need tefila. It's tzorach litpo rakhasi atachton below elyon. V'yavshe kli echad hu. And even though it's one kli, ain't tzorach litpo kula. You don't have to be tovel the whole thing. Delo nifta la'elyon la'tachton. La'achshav gam elyon la'klei suda. No, only part of it is a klei suda. So that helps somewhat, but doesn't really help in most of our cases. So another option, which could help, is to get a Jewish electrician to take out some screws and put them back in. So then maybe you can make it a Asiya B'Yad Yisrael. It shouldn't be that I unscrew a screw and then put it back in. That's not called a Asiya B'Yad Yisrael. If I could put it back together, that's not an Uman. I am not an Uman, right? I am someone who knows the least about these things. But if you get a serious electrician to take it apart for a minute and then it looks like, oh my gosh, it's broken, and then he puts it back together, that's another option. A CBI Yisrael, that can work too. But there are two other options as well. Opposite options. Two opposite options. And some of this has to go by, you know, emotionally and who you are. So I know some Rabbanim and some other people who would say, nah, it's fine. Just dunk the whole thing, wait 3 days, and you'll be good. So there are those that would do that would say that. Maybe wait a week, wait till it dries out, even though it says stickers all over the thing, do not put this into water. It'll break it, it's dangerous. Okay, some people would say that. But there are other poskim that say, Rav Asher Weiss mentions this, I think, and Rav Schechter and others, that there's no chiyuv to break your item, you know, in order to use it. There's a maximum of how much money you have to spend on a mitzvah on a mitzvah daraisa, a mitzvah darabanan. If there's a good chance that doing this mitzvah is going to break the kli, so the whole value of the kli, the whole mitzvah, you don't have to spend the whole value of the kli. Memela, there's no chiyuv. Memela, there's no chiyuv. So if one, you know, wants to, that's why I suggest sometimes if one wants to, let's say, hold the part that touches the, let's say the sandwich maker. The sandwich maker is really made of two sides. So if you want to hold it in a way, if there's a way to like not get the electric part wet and hold it so the water touches the part that touches the food, one can do that without a bracha. If not, I think yesh makom lahaka, there are yesh miyam alismoch. If one does not want to dunk it, the whole thing, yesh makom lahakel, that one can rely not to do it because it's just not meant to be in water. And also you have the kula from before about the dismachubar. But there is makom to say that it does not require tevila. Does not require tevila. So again, so you see there are a number of shitos, and you know one could figure out exactly which one would be appropriate for them. And again, different types of kalim would require different things as well. Okay, next section. What is called a kli seuda? What is called a kli seuda? Only a kli seuda. If I have a hammer does not require tevila, right? Hammer and nails and a screwdriver. right? That they're not clay seuda. Only, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, only clay seuda requires tevilah. So what is a clay seuda? So first and foremost, utensils that are used at the table. So again, with the materials that we said before, forks, knives, spoons, cups, plates, bowls, all of that, obvious, those are clay seuda, used at the meal for sure. That is required. Number one. Number two, what about items used in the preparatory stages of a meal? You never bring it to the table, but it's used in the preparatory stages of the meal. So for example, a peeler. Does a peeler need a peeler? You never use a peeler at a meal. Right? So, okay, yes, Yaakov's asking, if you use your hammer consistently to crack open nuts, right? So like the Klisha Malata Lisser, so then you would require tevila if you use it for that. If you use it, that would be translated into a klisuda. Okay, but what about items that touch food but are not at a meal? So we paskin, it requires tevila. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chaf, dilish tuna nosim alema machalatzma. Food that are meant to directly touch the food, so they require tevila, even though they're not brought to a meal. Not brought to a meal, right? That's a peeler. That is, what else might be used? Other types of instruments in the kitchen that never come to the table, right? I don't know, a sifter that's metal or glass, you know, that would all require tevila. A microwave plate. A microwave plate that sometimes you put a baked potato on. Grates in the toaster. Grates in the toaster that, you know, that come out. That you put pizza on. A grater. So anything that food is going to go directly on requires tevila. If it's not meant to touch the food, then it does not require tevila. So a corkscrew. A corkscrew is not meant to touch the food. A can opener. A can opener is not meant to touch the food. Sometimes it gets a little wet when you open the can of tuna. But a can opener is not meant to touch the food. So that would not require tevila. Can opener does not require tevila. Peeler does require tevila. So again, this is just to ask, what's the, a trivet. A trivet is not meant to touch food. You put the pot onto the trivet, right? You don't put the food on the trivet. So that is all used during preparatory stages would require if it touches the food. Good. What happens if you have a kli that you usually use with a napkin on the bottom? Does that help? I don't know. Let's say a little candy dish, a candy dish that you always put. You put a napkin in first, or the challah. Sometimes people put a napkin in the challah bowl. So that would generally not help. Or Shlomo Zalman assumes it's not good enough. Because sometimes you would use it without it. The only thing is if it's impossible. If it's impossible to use this, and you would never use this directly touching the food. So, for example, I've never been in yeshiva for breakfast, so I don't know what kind of milk they serve. They serve the milk in the bags or the containers?
Sadly.
Milk in bags. Okay, milk in bags. That is part of the Israel experience. You know, milk in bags. So let's say you have a metal milk in bag holder. Again, if it's plastic, not. So a metal milk in bag holder that is not meant to touch the milk. You know, it's meant to hold the bag. Sometimes a couple drips in, but technically that probably would not, would not want to touch the milk to the thing. And therefore that would not require tevila. Good. What about, fascinating question. Okay, we're all trying to figure out what is the definition of clay suda. What about items that are meant to touch the food, but only when the food is inedible? Only when the food is inedible. Anybody have any ideas? Any what type of clay is meant to touch the food only when the food is inedible?
Like one of those metal baskets that you keep vegetables in?
Okay, but no, but that's edible. You could eat a cucumber. That's fine.
Garbage can.
What? A garbage can. Yeah, I would not think that's needed. So Natan says a meat grinder. Good. What about a cookie cutter? A cookie cutter they use in raw dough. right, to put in cookies. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a shechita knife. A shechita knife. So all of these items touch the food, but only at an earlier stage. Only at an earlier stage when the food is inedible. This is a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. In Simen Kuf Chaf Sif Hei, Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Misha Omer She'eino Tzarech Tevila. It does not require tefila, says the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah says, the Yesh Hokin, the Tovla Tovla below Bracha. So we paskin, you Tovla without a Bracha. Without a Bracha, because Machlokes, and that is why. The Shach says here that the only reason the Ramah is more Macher is because it's possible to use the knife for other purposes. Something that's impossible to use, maybe he wouldn't. But either way, we would paskin L'chora, paskin to Tovla it without a... without a bracha. But I didn't mention items that are not clay suda, but they happen to touch the food. If they're for sure not clay suda, right? You don't use it in food preparation, then it would not require tefillah. So the oven, the toaster racks that's used in food preparation, right? The oven racks are used in food preparation. The refrigerator racks are not used in food preparation. If somebody has a glass refrigerator tray, that does not require tevila, because that is not food preparation. That's food storage. That's not food preparation. There is a questioner by Heinemann on the Star K website talks about, what if there are glass storage containers? Glass storage containers. So that's a shiloh, because you know it's not used in food preparation. So maybe tovla without a bracha. Tovla without a bracha. Metal containers, store, glass containers. He says maybe it does not need tefillah, but I think tovla it without a bracha. Good. Rav Moshe has a big heter regarding a toaster. A toaster. We generally, most people don't have what the old-fashioned toasters. We have toaster ovens. How do you put the toast in? Do you put it in horizontally or vertically? So we all have the horizontal ones, but in the days of old, when a toaster was only a toaster, you know, you stick the bread in, you push the button down, and then it pops up. So that's a toaster, a classic toaster. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a toaster does not require tevila. Why? Says Rav Moshe in 1976, Tashan Lamed Vav. Because a toaster, what's it really doing? You're taking bread and making it toast. You're not really doing anything. Toast is bread. It's not really changing anything. That's amazing. Says Rav Moshe, Aval toaster shemiyabshin shampas afui betov. It makes it very dry. The roy lachilas, you can eat the bread before you put it in. Ein lachshibo tzarech asuda. Bishvil masha yisharosim liyabeshapas. Shena im lahetzas yosi. You like toast better. You like it better. Says Rav Moshe, that doesn't give it the status of a kli, and therefore it requires. Unlike, says Rav Moshe, in urn, cold water to boiling water, says Rav Moshe, that's a qualitative change. You want tea or coffee? That requires tevila. That's a bigger change than just making bread to toast. And therefore, Rav Moshe says the urn would require, but the toaster would not. But other poskim, Rav Sternbach in Shuvas Hanagah says it gets tevila with a bracha, and therefore it would require tevila. Yes, Yaakov.
Would that be Rav Moshe Lishitasa, because he said also about like utensils, if you're to go to someone's house and you're not sure if it's tovel, since like you might not actually need to use the fork if you're going to go eat, right? You can eat pizza without a fork.
So okay, I hear. It's a little different. It's actually, here he's talking about changing the thing, changing it, not using it. But I see how you're trying to connect the two. I see you're trying to connect the two. Okay, Eli, yeah.
What if you're cooking like waffles in the toaster? That makes a qualitative change to it.
A raw waffle, yep. Is that different than a regular piece of bread? You can eat a cold waffle.
I guess.
You can eat a cold waffle. I think he would probably do the same thing. But again, I think we would assume the chumra that you would have to tovel it. If there's a way to tovel it, again, assuming the electrical stuff is not an issue.
Did Rebbe say that there would be a difference between an old-fashioned toaster versus a new toaster?
You have to tovel, because you put pizza in there, you put French fries in there.
But if you just use it for toast.
I'm saying, but even so, you use it for other things also. The old-fashioned toaster you only use for this. So there's nothing else to talk about. Okay, two more points, and then we'll have to finish up next week. I think there's only we'll have a half a shear next week, and then we'll start a new topic also. Again, any other topic, I have a few in the works, but if anybody has any other topic that you'd want to do at this slot, let me know. But just two other points regarding Klei Seuda. And then next week, we'll have to talk about preparing for the tefillah and the actual tevila. But Klei Seuda, number one, the Shulchan Aruch talks about if something was made for Klei Seuda, but you buy it not to use for Klei Seuda. You buy a scissors that was made to be a chicken scissors, but you're going to use it in your office. That does not require tefillah. Does not require tefillah. If somebody buys it from you, then it would require tefillah because it was made by a guy. It was made by a guy, but only if you buy something to be a Klei Seuda, do you need it. There is a big question, and this does not have a clear answer. And that is the last point we're going to talk about. Let's say you want to give a gift to somebody. You buy a Kli to give them a gift. So could you tovel it for them? Could you tovel it for them? We spoke about last time that if you buy something not to use, but for other purpose, maybe there's no Kli with tovel yet. If you buy something for a business, if you buy something for a restaurant, maybe if you buy something not for you, then it does not require tefillah. So it's okay. So maybe use it once. No, you don't want to use it once because you want to give it as a gift. But what if you don't know if they're going to be tovelit or not? So that is a very serious question. Could you be mezakeh it to somebody, right? Zuchuzach l'adam shlo b'fanav. But you don't know if they really want it. Maybe they'll return it. You'll give them a credit. So that's a really big mess. The best thing to do is just to give it to them and say it's not tovelit, right? That's the, because there's such shilas here. If you're giving to someone who you're not sure if they are going to tovel it or not, better to give something that does not require tevila, right? Give a fancy plastic something, wooden, something that would not, china, something that would not require tevila, because it's a serious discussion in the postgame. Is it lifnei iver to give them something that that they won't tovel? Can you tovel it? Could be mezakeh? Again, many different shitas amongst the postgame, not a clear cut answer. So I would just say, just tell them, put a sign on it, not tovelt. And again, if it's somebody that you think, wouldn't really care about that sticker or note, I would try to find something that does not require tevila, and in that way you would be covered. Okay. Any other questions? Nope. Good. So Bezrim, next week we finish up. Half the shiur will be on Tefillas Kalim, and then we'll start something else. We'll see. And Bezrim, have a great night. And if you want to look outside, I looked outside. I couldn't really see it. I, this guy on my block has a telescope. So I looked in there, could see it a little bit better. But either way, Jupiter and Saturn are right next to each other. But the last time it happened, the Rambam was alive 800 years ago. So that's pretty interesting. The last time Jupiter and Saturn were as close as this. Okay. Anyway, one second. There was a comment. The Tzomet Institute has a service where they sell you a portion of your utensil to the guy. Okay, I guess that could work. I guess that could work if a guy owns part of it. I assume that would be okay.
About the tin utensils, there's a can that they're selling oats in it. You need to open it with a plastic lid. Does it making a clay or not?
Is it called making a kli? It could be making a kli. Again, that's a Hilchos Shabbos question. Hilchos Shabbos is not exactly the same as Hilchos Tefillas Kalim. But again, would that thing have to be tovelt? So it depends. If it's not meant to touch the food, then it does not have to be tovelt.
Also, there's a restaurant with special refrigerators for cakes to make them like frozen. Do you need to make a...
I don't think so. That's like a refrigerator. I don't think it needs to be tefillah. Does not require tefillah.
All right, thanks.
Okay, shkoyach, guys.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.